from Svita's friends, this shir should be a special schus. Rabbi Marani Marazi Sheyichio, Rufus Tzvi ben Yitl, Moshe ben Malik, Moshe ben Rezel, Rabbi Yitzchok ben Bracha, Leschus Nechakitl bas Rabbi Chaim Tzvi b'chol yotzei chalatzea, Leschus Blumadai bas Chanadina b'chol yotzei chalatzea, Heim b'chol anilvim aleihem, Leschus Mordechai Leol Hillel ben Yosef Halevi, Bracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadav. Mizmor shir chanukah sabayis l'david. Continuing our study of the Siddur. What's the difference between a mizmor and a shir? Mizmor shir chanukah sabayis l'david. So, and how does this connect to the chanukah sabayis of David? So says the Rav, ha'regesh al avavi, the feeling of the heart, ha'metamek b'omek ha'nefesh, that is deep in the depths of the soul, ha'safun b'chagvei ha'chayim, which is hidden in the crevices of life, that its breaking out cannot be enclosed in words. It expresses itself in this very powerful way, but it can't be enclosed in words. But rather with sounds. You have misudar sounds, and that's where the zemer comes from. That's where the song comes from. You have this deep emotional feeling, and it's expressed merely in a niggun, without words. It's too high for words. And when it goes out and it expands, it goes out and it's revealed. It goes out and it connects to thought. In other words, it's not just pure emotion anymore. But now it goes into the world of the intellect, of thought, of rationality. The treasury of speech, of expression in its highest form. The place where Shira is located. From these two contents, from the content of deep emotional expression, purely emotional, that's the mizmor, and then the shir is putting it into words, making it more rational. So from this composite comes the mizmor shir, this tzemed milim, this expression, this phrase of mizmor shir. Harui lanu liot lanu mofet. This should be a sign as a hakdama before we enter into our house. Right, we're going into the Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid, going into the Beis Hamikdash. When we're going into the Beis Hamikdash, it needs to be deep in our. We have to feel it emotionally that we're going into this very holy place, and we also have to think about it. We have to rationalize. We have to understand. We have to use our intellect to appreciate the value of going into the Beis HaMikdash. B'shfichat ha-nefesh u'v'igayon kodesh, in the pouring of the soul and the holy thoughts and expressions. Ha-murkav mishnei plagim alalu gam yachad, that is composed of these two parts, the mizmor and the shir. Ha-chanach sharato shel ideal olech u'metaveh, olechat v'nemshechat ha-idei avodot tiriyot ha-kvurot makom u'yotern u'shar detalot ha-yotern mekudeshet. Hi ha-kura b'kirbenu et etgabrut ha-neshmatit ha-me'ametzet et eile shnei hazramim ha-kdoshim b'si gofam. So this preparation for this great ideal that's coming into being, that's brought out, what's the great ideal that's coming into being? It's brought out by the avodas in the Beis HaMikdash, in the place that's most fitting, that's most appropriate, that's most set aside, and enables us to reach the highest levels of Kedusha. That calls within us for the empowering of the soul that takes and harnesses these two categories, these two zramim, these two movements. What are the two movements? The mizmor and the shir, in their highest level. And that's Chanukah Habayis. And in order to get into the Chanukah Habayis, first you have to have a mizmor shir. You have to appreciate what that bias is, and then you can inaugurate the house. Hatchuna miyuchedet b'romamut kodesh l'ishiyut ha'elyona asher no'adah l'akim ulachin kisei hakavod. Melahod Hashem akayam adayat ki yerach yikon olam. David Melech Yisrael chay v'kayam. Omer sela zem mitbatei lanu b'chol milah b'mizmor shir chanukat habayit l'David. So now we understand what the mizmor shir means. The mizmor is the rigshei levavenu. That's the sound. The machshava miyushevet is the shir, and you need that in order to enter into the Beis Hamikdash, Chanukas Habayis. You need that deep feeling. And then it's Le David. This is to David. Because who is this holy person who is supposed to prepare and lift up God's throne in the Beis HaMikdash. That's David Melech Yisrael, who's Chai V'Kayam, just like God is eternal. So too, the Malchus Yisrael is obviously not in the same way as Hashem. But Malchus Yisrael is something that never ends and will never end. That's David, and it all comes from David. So this is, we want to prepare the throne of glory, and that was the throne of David, is the Hemshech of Kiviyachol on earth. Kisei David, there's a sefer called Zev Yitrof, or Zev Haberman, Sechet Tzadik Levracha. So he talks a lot about this idea. And the Kisei of David and Shlomo, that's Kisei Hashem. He had other kings who weren't Kisei Hashem, but this is the Hemshech of Kisei Hashem. It's the one most fitting to express this Mizmor Shir in the Chanukah Sabbais is David. David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam, Malchus Yisrael, the Kisei Hashem Ba'olam. So that's the first pasuk, and obviously there's a lot more to say on this shtickle, and there's a lot more to say in the future, so please stay tuned, and thank you so much for listening. May we all be zocha to feel this mizmor and shir, and to see the Chanukah Sabbais L'David. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.